I think what you're referring to is a lot of the whimsy that we remember, and that he really captured the American story from the 20s up into the 70s. But I think a lot of what people don't know about Norman Rockwell is, besides being an illustrator, his technique was really incredible. He was a fine artist, just a different interpretation of what we think of a fine artist. And that his body of work is bigger than Saturday Evening Post, although that be the biggest part of it. There's a whole section that he did works for Look magazine. He did works for Boys Life, the Boy Scouts. He also did a whole body of work on the civil rights movement that I personally wasn't familiar with.
And Rockwell didn't just use flat surface painting on his originals. He showed some texture that you can see in some of the paintings here that are framed.
Right. This is an example. It's where an artist is looking in a museum. It's a classic piece that people will remember. On the artist's palette, you actually see globs of paint that are lifted off the canvas to create that depth that you don't always see in his illustrations, but when you see the paintings that are there. He also did things like grinding dirt and sand into paint to create textures that you really have to see in person to understand. Even in one where there's Santa fur on a trim of his outfit, he used real hair to show that texture.
And in many of his works and his magazine covers, he placed himself,
right,
and even sometimes members of his own family in the picture.
He had a great sense of humor, and often when he's in the pieces, it's making fun of himself or poking fun at himself. And he often used his own children as models, neighborhood kids as models. As we go through the gallery, when you enter the gallery, there's this whole body of work that kind of encapsulates every series throughout his time period as a painter. Then you go into a gallery that's all about family and how Americans felt during the time of the 40s and 50s. As we move into then the next body of work, which I found to be most intriguing because I didn't know as much about it, is on the civil rights. And we're fortunate enough to have four of the original bond posters that were done to sell war bonds, and they're called the Four Freedoms. And they capture the images of what America was like during the war, World War II. Probably the most famous and iconic piece in this tour, we have 47 of the paintings in every one of the Saturday Evening Post covers, is a painting based on a little girl named Ruby Bridges, and it is an iconic work that came to us from the White House called The Problem We All Live With, and it's a young girl, the young girl Ruby Bridges, who was the first little girl to desegregate the schools in New Orleans. And has really become a symbol of that movement. It's a beautiful painting, but it's got some really difficult language and topic in it. And we hope, and it has, that it's a piece that will create dialogue for people today to talk about race relations.
American Chronicles, The Art of Norman Rockwell, will be on display at the Dayton Art Institute through February 5th. I'm Steve Hirschberg.